This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are about 107 days from the KISW Halloween Hullabaloo, Rockaholics, and we are so excited to be throwing down on October 13th at the Showware Center in Kent. Actually, I heard one of the bands that's playing on my way in this morning. The Warning is playing.
Great band.
Godsmack on the bill, Hailstorm on the bill. Tickets are on sale now. Maybe, just maybe, today was your payday. If that's the case, then you should go to KISW.com and get your tickets.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Woo! Come on, Sarah. There they go.
Come on, Danny. Sit down.
Yeah, Taryn.
Never.
No. Take a seat.
I try and get up too quick right now. I'll be moving like Biden.
No. Also, may I just give a quick shout out? Last week when Kevin Deers was filling in for you, Danny, he jumped with me.
He did the mosh pit fist thing with the feet.
Yeah.
Did you guys get anyone to get hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a black eye.
I figured as much. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know if he was actually jumping. He was more just kind of punching the air, but there was an effort.
It was a one man mosh pit over there, and I loved it.
It was great.
Let's get to Darren from Edmonds. Darren, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Darren has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Correct. What band has the hit song Give It Away?
That is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes. The NBA draft just took place in what U.S. state?
Let's go pass.
What Pretty Woman actress played Tinkerbell in the 90s movie Hook?
That was, what's her name? Pass.
According to Google, only what percent of people in the world have green eyes?
Oh, that's like 1%?
No.
2%?
Yes. 3%. Tim Allen played Tim Taylor in what sitcom?
Home Improvement.
Yes. How many layers of skin does a chameleon have?
One?
No.
Two, three.
No. What ex-American Idol judge was recently spotted flying coach to Paris?
Simon Cowell?
No.
Randy Jackson?
No.
Paula Abdul?
No! I like the old school judges there, though.
Yeah, right?
Darren, you got 4 correct.
All right.
You got to 8 questions, so it's a solid 50%.
Okay.
If Taryn is saying okay, I don't think she has much faith in you, Darren.
I like that our names rhyme, though.
Aw, Darren and Taryn.
Darren and Taryn.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
Yes. What band has the hit song Give It Away?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You know it. The NBA draft just took place in what U.S. state?
Oh, I have no idea. Las Vegas?
No.
Oh, that's Nevada.
No.
California?
No. What pretty woman actress played Tinkerbell in the 90s movie Hook?
Julia Roberts?
Yes. Yeah. According to Google, only what percent of people...
Prostitute to Tinkerbell.
Wow.
Only what percent of people in the world have green eyes?
What percentage? I'm going to go with 6.
No.
9.
No. Nice.
10.
No. Tim Allen played Tim Taylor in what sitcom?
Tool Time.
No.
Oh, wait, that was the show within the show. Home Improvement.
There we go. How many layers of skin does a chameleon have?
I'll say 6.
No.
9.
Nice. No.
5?
No. What ex-American Idol judge was recently spotted flying coach to Paris?
I'll say 6. No, I'm kidding. Katy Perry?
No.
Keith Urban?
No.
He's even a judge. Randy Jackson?
No. Wow. Steve, you got 4 correct as well, which is a tie.
Yeah.
4-4. Darren,
I'm
so sorry. I didn't have more faith in you.
That's all good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You tied. That was a lot rougher than I thought.
Take that. Darren, you didn't suck as much as I thought you did.
Yeah. He should have said, yeah, you should have had more faith in me, Sarah.
Yeah.
Come on. Or less faith in Steve, I guess. The NBA draft took place.
New York?
There we go.
That would have been my next guess, but I wasted one on Las Vegas.
Yeah, you sure did. Darren got this correct. Only 2% of people in the world have green eyes.
2?
Yes.
That's so specific.
I'm a rare rarity, people.
Okay. Oh, I could have told you that. Yeah.
In so many ways.
So right? Many. A chameleon has 4 layers of skin.
All right.
And ex-American Idol judge recently spotted flying coach to Paris. She's going through a really rough time in the news right now.
It's J-Lo.
It's J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But congratulations.
Imagine
on
sitting
tying.
Coach and then you look over and you're like, I think this is J-Lo.
I would just think it was someone that really looked like her.
Yeah,
I would not think it was her.
I wouldn't be able to put 2 and 2 together and think that she's sitting in regular people's seats.
No, and then I would be like, oh, this random person probably gets that she looks like J-Lo all the time. I won't tell her. And then it would be, I would be so mad at myself.
So what if you did say it to her and she's like, oh yeah, I get that all the time, but she just completely plays it off.
I respect that.
And then you find out later that it actually was.
Then I should have been like, oh, I should be taking pictures with random people that look like celebrities all the time, just in case it is actually them.
Oh, we got the Beat Makes Police, and they're not wrong. Or you could call them the police as well, because it's not the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's just Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We learned that during Sit and Spin last week on the Men's Room.
Yeah, it's the most frustrating thing in all of music, I feel, is the band that it makes sense to put a the in front of their name, but they don't have a the in front of their name. And it's infuriating.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the past couple of years, Barrett has done a lot of riding a Strider bike. Do you know what those are?
Yeah. Do we rock rock with the Strider bike? So Barrett's your 4-year-old.
Yes.
And the Strider bike, for those that don't know, are the bikes with no pedals.
Yes.
They basically just kind of sit on it and roll.
And you just kind of use your feet to walk around, and it's great for helping them, you know, build their balance. And he would go ripping down my parents' driveway on the Strider bike and use his feet to brake, and it would stress me out. He also has a tricycle, which is, you know, 3 wheels and you know, very easy to get around on.
Sure.
But this weekend, we attempted to learn how to ride a bike with no training wheels, with pedals.
So does he have a bike with training wheels as well?
He actually has 2.
Okay.
He has 1 with training wheels and 1 without.
Okay.
So this was the 1 without training wheels. And he's definitely my child because he can't stop laughing. He laughs all the time. He's a very, very happy-go-lucky kid. He was laughing the entire time that he was trying to learn this bike, how to ride this bike, which was stressing me out a little bit because I felt like he wasn't really focusing or taking it very seriously. But he kind of got the hang of it. I let him go a couple times in our driveway.
And he was pedaling. That's impressive.
But it was stressing me out.
Okay. Because I say that because there's just I don't know if Tatum's ever going to. Maybe when she's like 15 or 16, maybe she'll want to revisit trying to learn how to ride a bike. She has 0 interest.
We got her to the Strider bike. She likes to sit on it. She likes to honk the horn. And then she puts it. She likes to wear the helmet.
Oh, of course.
But doesn't want to F with it at all. Doesn't want to do. It's just like, okay, so then we got her to the bike because she wanted a frozen bike with the training wheels.
Yeah. Oh.
She sits on it. We try teach her the whole concept of pedaling. And then after a couple seconds, she's like, I'm done. But a scooter? Oh, forget about it. She scoots around like crazy. She loves that thing before she broke her arm.
So like a little pedal scooter, right?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And she got one of those ones where the wheel doesn't turn. You just kind of tilt, and that's how you turn.
Oh, that's cool.
And she figured that thing out quick, like to the point where similar to you. Like, as she's going down a hill, my heart is racing. It's like pounding. And then she gets down there, just no problem, yelling, "Wee, this is so much fun." And I'm like, all right, so you got this, but riding a bike, no interest.
I've been in your shoes. Barrett has not expressed any interest in riding a bike, like pedaling a bike, until literally yesterday. And he was wearing his full face helmet, looking like a real badass, you know, but also just giggling, couldn't stop laughing. And I'm trying to get him to not look at his feet. You know, he just wants to look down. And I'm like, bro, you got to look up. You got to watch where you're going. Keep your eyes on the horizon.
What is he thinking?
He just wants to look down and like, watch his feet.
My feet are awesome.
Like, stop looking down. But we went up and down the driveway a handful of times. He had a blast. I was very proud.
Do you guys remember who taught you how to ride a bike?
I'm assuming it was my dad.
I don't remember who taught me how to ride a bike. It's kind of crazy that doesn't even, like that memory. I just remember for the longest time, I just know how to ride a bike.
I taught myself how to ride my bike.
Did you YouTube it?
No. It was back in the day. And like
do you want some sad music?
Yeah, kind of.
I had no dad.
And there was not.
Are we playing Father of Mine by Everclear now?
Yeah, we should. No, it wasn't even because of that. Like, literally, I just didn't, like, ride a bike really until I was probably 12. And one day I just got on a bike and I was able to ride it without training wheels. And it was like, oh.
Look at him bragging. He was 12.
Easy.
I mean,
yeah.
12, you better be able to figure it out.
I know.
4, man.
No, don't
4 is different.
They made fun of me all the years because I had training wheels until I was probably like 10 or 11. And then finally,
adorable.
One day I just, yeah. Oh, I know.
Daddy at 10 years old.
With training wheels.
I love it.
Yeah, but then I finally learned how and just kind of got on and it happened.
One of my earliest bike riding memories, though, I'm not sure if it was my dad who taught me or who it was, but I thought, oh, I'll take our dog on a bike ride. So I tied the family dog's leash to the handlebars and started riding, and the dog took off, ran across the street to the neighbor's house, skipped me up the stairs to their front door. I flew off the bike. I'm shocked I didn't land in the emergency room, but that was the first and last time I ever took a dog on a bike ride.
See, I don't think my dad taught me. I don't think he has the patience to teach me. I remember he tried to teach me how to drive a car, and he got annoyed, and he finally just said, get out, and he had me drive. He had himself drive, and I'm like, what? We're in an empty parking lot. I said, get out. You're freaking me out.
Oh, no.
What about you, Sarah?
Oh, yes, my dad taught me how to ride a bike. And my dad, back in the day, and kind of still now, had quite the temper.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting experience. But I know how to ride a bike, so it was successful.
But you flinch every time you sit on it.
Yes. Like, okay, I'm going to do good.
So he says, as a father, I try to teach this is a text at 206-803-ROCK. I try to teach my daughter how to ride her bike. We had minimal success the first day. The next morning, I woke up to her on YouTube learning tips and tricks. She was off and riding. She was 7.
Oh, my gosh.
So I just need to give YouTube to my daughter and say, yep, no more Paw Patrol toys on YouTube. We're watching.
We're studying.
Learn how to ride a bike on YouTube. That's impressive at 7.
Maybe I need to do that with Barrett, too, so he really nails it. Watch a couple videos.
Or at least you watch him to get some tips.
Exactly. For Bike MS.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, There's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, have you ever gotten the call that you needed to come and pick your kid up because of their bad behavior? Or when you were a kid, did your parents ever get that call because of something you did? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. And the reason that we're asking this...
This happened to you yesterday.
Because it happened to me yesterday.
We were in the office, and then you just come in. I'm BSing with Miles and Thrill in our office, and we're all having a good time. And you just go, you looked panicked. You're like, hey, I just got the call.
I got the call.
Like, what does that even mean?
I see that my phone is ringing, and it's the lead teacher at the school. And so I stepped out of our little cubby hole and answered the call, and she proceeds to tell me that there's a behavioral issue. I thought for sure it was like, oh, your kid puked. Come pick him up. He's sick or something. That happens. But no, there's a behavioral concern.
Okay.
Like, go on. She tells me that Barrett and his other little buddy.
And Barrett's four.
He's four. And this kid is maybe three.
Okay.
And they're chanting O-S, 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 O-S over and over. And at first they just kind of like let it go and thought maybe these kids would, you know, shake out of it or whatever. But then they had to go over and say, hey, those
stop
are words
it.
That you cannot say those, especially in front of your other friends. And apparently it
O-S
started
is
up,
better than eat S. I mean,
that's,
you know,
true.
It's a little less aggressive.
So apparently they started back into it again, at which point the lead teacher went over and said, okay, if you're not going to follow the rules that you can't say this word, then you can go separately into the bathroom one at a time and get it out of your system. Go ahead and
Were they chanting it because they had a go S?
I have no idea.
Like, what? I don't understand the punishment. We're going to leave you in the bathroom?
Basically, I think they just wanted to remove the kids from the group setting so that they couldn't, so the kids weren't hearing it.
Okay.
And other kids weren't hearing it. And so, of course, they suggest this, and the little kid is like, no, I don't want to do that. And my son is like, okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
So that he goes into the bathroom, and the teacher said that for the next 20 minutes, he's in the bathroom whispering, O-S. 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 For 20 minutes.
You think at some point he'd get bored of saying that?
Well, then...
Toddlers are interesting.
Then the little buddy, he joins my son in the bathroom, and now they're at it again. O-S. 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 And then it goes to a whole nother level.
Okay.
One of the teachers opens the door to the bathroom to get them out of there, and one of them says, and we don't know which one, close the effing door.
Wow. We're busy in here. We're chanting O-S.
Close the effing door.
Who do you think it's Barrett, or do you think it was the younger one?
I mean, I would assume that it was mine because he's the older one, and he's definitely aware of swear words. Like, we don't let him swear though, but if he hears a swear word, he will tell you, or you know, or he'll call you out on it. Oh, hey, Danny, that was a bad word you said. He'll tell you.
That is my biggest fear right now, is saying a swear word in front of Tatum. Because my wife does not curse at all. Like, she just doesn't curse. So if Tatum all of a sudden starts saying a curse word,
it's
I can't be like, what'd you say to her? Like, it's obvious to me. So, like, anytime I talk to my buddies where I sometimes lose that filter, I go into another room because I'm like, I know I'm dropping F-bombs.
Well, and a lot of the words that he has learned or things he's learned, he has brought home from school. And I'm not blaming any other, you know, kids or whatever. But this is what they do.
That 3-year-old sounds like a problem.
He's a real hooligan. No, not at all. But he'll come home from school sometimes and say, Mom, do you want to know what so-and-so said in the woods today? And I'm like, yes, I do. And you're not going to get in trouble for telling me. Go ahead and tell me. And then he'll say a bad word that he learned in the woods that day. And I'm like, okay, you're not in trouble for telling me, but you are not allowed to use this word. And you certainly cannot use this word at school. So yesterday, when he was picked up and brought home, we had to have a very serious discussion.
He's probably in his head going, O-S, I'm in trouble.
O-S, O-S,
that's so
O-S.
Funny.
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever gotten the call that you needed to come and pick up your kid because of their behavior? Or when you were a small child, did your parents ever get that call because of something you did? We're going to take your calls after the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, this morning, 206-803-ROCK, we are asking you to call up if you have ever gotten the call that you need to pick up your kid because of their behavior? Or when you were a kid, did your parents ever get that call because of something that you did? We're asking this because I got that call yesterday, and now we want to hear from Matt in Monroe. Matthew, what happened to you when you were a kid?
My mom got the call, not for behavior, but because I disappeared, because I ran away from preschool.
Did they, like a prison break? They, like, lost you? Like, they didn't know where you were?
They didn't know where I was. No, I went home and snuck into the house and was hiding out at the house.
Do you remember?
And so they had no idea for about 4 hours where I was.
Oh my gosh.
That is a parent's worst nightmare.
Do you remember why you decided to run away from preschool? Was it like you didn't feel like coloring inside the lines?
I didn't like all the other kids.
Oh, you didn't like the other kids. I gotcha.
I thought maybe it was a bad snack that day. I'm not eating this snack.
I think it's phone cut out on us. But yeah, dude, that's crazy. That would be, you're right. 4 hours of not knowing where your kid is.
That'd give me a complete panic attack.
There are moments where even in our house, I'm like, where's Tatum? And I know she's in the house somewhere. I don't have to really be that worried, but I'm like, we need to call the authorities.
When it gets quiet, that's when you know you're in big trouble.
Such a helicopter parent. Where is she?
Joshua in Gig Harbor, what happened in your youth?
Hey, when I was a kid, I went to school at a Catholic school, and Sister Rebecca tried to hit me with a ruler. Steve, she tried to hit me. This is back then. And I took it, and I ran, and I hid in some bushes right next to the police station and a funeral home. And I stayed in there for about 4+ hours.
Dude, the teachers in Catholic schools are straight up, I mean,
terrifying.
Yes. I mean, it's insane. Like, hearing your story, I remember when I went to an all-boys Catholic high school, and it was like, they would use whatever they could as a weapon, but like, you were just constantly being hit. It's like, what a violent way to handle education.
Well, only Sister Rebecca would do the hitting.
Oh, it's always the sisters.
Yeah, and it was one of those long rulers, too.
Ooh.
She came up trying to swing it, and when she swung it, I grabbed it and I ran. And I threw it down, had to run down the stairs and hide in the bushes. It was pretty good.
Oh, man.
Hey, off a little on topic, but a little off topic as well. Do you remember the first curse word that you...
Oh!
That's my fault.
Steve, I knew you were... Oh, I was like, what are you doing?
My
Lob
fault.
It up?
That is my fault.
What are you doing?
I thought... That's on me. As soon as I asked the question, I should have said, don't say it, but just give us like the F word, the S word.
Well, apparently he and my 4-year-old son learned the same one.
Well, someone said your kid probably learned it from your dad, because when we had your dad on the other day, he dropped the S word.
That's true. I'm giving all the credit to Papa Craig.
Do we need to have like one of those signs? It's been this many days without the S word being said on the Daily Mig show.
Apparently.
I feel like every day we've had the S word, except for yesterday.
Now let's just make it one today. Maria in Mukilteo, what happened in your youth?
So when I was in sixth grade, my younger brother was in second grade and he was being teased. He was born with some medical issues and he had a prosthetic leg. And so we were at recess and I found my brother on the soccer field crying his eyes out while everybody else was laughing at him and calling him names. And I went over to ask him what was going on. And these kids were teasing him, being very mean. So I literally asked my brother to take his prosthetic leg off and hand it to me. And he looked at me like I was dumb. And I took it from him and I went and found these boys that were being mean to him. And I hit these boys with his prosthetic leg.
What?
Yeah. Wow. And told them that they were to never treat my brother that way, and if they did, I would do it again. So I, needless to say, went to the principal's office, and they called my mom, and I thought I was going to get in so much trouble, but my mother was just actually proud that I stood up for my brother, so I didn't get in trouble. I did get suspended for 3 days.
Worth it.
Yes, absolutely.
Worth it for what you're taking care, you know, defense, but also for the story of a lifetime. I mean, I feel like you're the making of like a Quentin Tarantino badass female action star. Give me your leg, and then you just start crushing people with
it. I was thinking that could be the new weapon in like a future game of Clue, like in the library with the prosthetic leg. Thanks, Maria. That's wild.
I would never mess with that family again. Like, if I'm like one of those idiots out there, and you're like, all of a sudden you see, like, you're making fun of a kid, and his sister shows up, says, "Hand me your leg," and he just hands over the leg, and you just start swinging at people.
I mean, yeah, that's. I wish she was my big sister.
Right.
Todd in Auburn, what's your story this morning?
Well, I got a call when I was at work from my son's vice principal, I think. And he said he'd been caught across the street smoking weed with some other kids.
Oh, boy.
And he was getting expelled, and, you know, he was in trouble. And I'm like, really? I said, that doesn't sound like something my son would do, but okay, you've got him. Obviously, he's sitting in your office. He says, you need to come pick him up. I'm like, well, I'm at work. My wife's at work. I said, we're an hour plus away from school. And I said, if we don't live too far, send him home. Can you do that? Yes, with your acknowledgement, we can let him go and he can walk home. So I get off the phone with him. I call my wife and, you know, hit her with it. And she's astounded like I am. And maybe 25 minutes goes by and my wife calls me back. And she says, are you sure it's our son, Tanner? And I was like, that's what he said. And she's like, there's an older Tanner in the same school that's 1 year older. I was like, oh. So I called the vice principal back, and he was backtracking pretty quick when I asked him which Tanner it was. And, you know, yeah, it turned out I released somebody else's kid to walk home, and I told them, I said, you better hang up with me and call that guy's dad, because he's in probably going to get in a lot more trouble than he should. But
yeah, you would think they would double check those kind of things when you're dealing with somebody's children.
And last name.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's
his name's Tanner. It's not Smith, but it's like really weird.
Okay, well, then I can understand a little bit, but it's still kind of weird. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah. Hey, one more quick thing. Love the show, and this one's for Steve.
My man.
Oh, that's the best.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.